All right. Taiwan special time. What's this? Look, as the election thing is going on, you know, keep calm and carry on. And here's what I'm doing over here. I tell you what, I had an utterly fascinating weekend, and it's time that I share this with you. And I'm not really sure why. I just feel like it's the right thing to do. The other thing is, and I don't know how I'm going to get through this in these 3 days for the Taiwan special episodes. So I'm going to hodgepodge around and see how this can fit. But I've got a friend in Taiwan, and I've had some fun adventures with this friend. And the second thing is, I've come to a realization. And by the time you listen to this, that realization may have already come to some level of fruition. Now, I have a friend in Taiwan, and I'm telling you this here because you're a small audience and you're in America, and I trust you. And it's not in Taiwan, and I'm quite sure it's okay. But I have a new friend in Taiwan, and Lord willing, I don't violate the trust of that friendship. This guy he's a YouTuber. And I'll just call him Jayan. He's an athlete. He's got about 20,000 followers on YouTube. And it's really an interesting ratio. He'll put up a new video, and within a few days, 20,000 followers, he gets 4,000 views. That's a really good ratio. Sometimes it's only like, it's more like 10%, maybe 12%. But he's getting like 20%, 25%. Like that's 25%. That's a lot. For the subscribers. Anyhow, there was this Asperger kid. He's got dual citizenship. He was 13 years old, waddled up to me and told me his life story. Asper-splained his life story to me, told me about his broken collarbone. And you're American? Yep. And why is your English so good? I lived in California for a few years, you know. And we got to be, I looked at this kid and I go, oh my goodness, this kid's going to take over. This kid's going to be a star one day. I said, this kid is going to be famous, and I've got to help build his character so that, well, if you've seen the new Dax rap, you need to go. Dax, D-A-X, Dax. He's a black guy. He's a rapper. I believe he's in Cali. He's got a song called Gotham. And that's what someone gets famous. Gotham eats them alive. They get famous, and all the big companies will just destroy a person. And this kid's going to be famous, I said to myself, and I've got to be the good Samaritan and keep a friendship with this kid and help him build up the character he needs so that he'll survive when it all hits. Because I knew about the concept, but I'm so glad Dax came out with this within the last couple of weeks, this song Gotham. Anyhow, but it really explains it. Well, anyhow, so this kid and I stayed friends, and his parents were thankful for the morals in his life. He called me one night because he wanted to become Christian because God turned off his household internet so he'd go to bed or whatever. And so, because that's how I explain the gospel to people. And so, this is Royu. Well, Royu happens to be friends with other skateboarders. And because Royu's a cool, honest, trustworthy guy, he became friends with this Jayan guy probably around the time he had maybe 8 or 10,000 subscribers. And they struck up a friendship, and so Jayan and I met through Royu. And so Jayan and I have gotten to kind of become friends. And I'll leave it at that. We kind of have this sort of, I mean, it's a funny thing. Both of us have been to Brooklyn like once. And we loved it. So you know, so we're able to talk about stuff. We enjoy a lot of the same music. And we don't selfie with each other on social media. We never have. We just kind of got to be friends, and you know, he's in the public eye. He's you know, out on the street or something, and I walk up and talk to him, and then so the locals will see that I kind of know him, and so then he goes home, and then everybody treats me differently. I don't know. We have this unspoken agreement we've never really talked about. We just don't selfie with each other on social media. He's a great friend, as much as we know each other. I'm going to talk a little bit more about what we might be developing. We're two media people. And we've got ideas. So I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever do YouTube videos or something together. But anyhow, yesterday I had some great adventures with him, and I'm going to get into that in tomorrow's episode. Because today's episode, in the 5 minutes I have left, I need to tell you a realization I came to. After spending the day with him, this guy doesn't talk. Like, when I'm around him, I have to stop talking. And just, I don't know why. He can't handle it. And I told him, and he understands it. I told him, I said, this is painful. I cannot talk around you because you don't want to talk. And it is painful for me, but I have to do it. I have to practice not talking. It's amazing. So I was around Jaya yesterday, going through my therapy of not being allowed to talk. And wow, I've really calmed down today, and I've had this epiphany. See, I've been in Taiwan almost 12 years now, and we're pushing that it's been almost 11 years to when the boss told me, quote, I hate foreigners. I hate foreigners. And there's a lot of drama that circled around that stuff. And here's the kicker. You ready? You ready for this? Sit down. I have it on audio recording. I've got multiple audio recordings with this boss, trying to do all kinds of illegal things. And of course, I told Taiwan's government, and of course, they were on the stick, and of course, they knew this was bad news, and of course, they took it as like an anonymous police tip sort of thing. And they went after this boss, and they shut down a lot. I'm not going to say that the locals, the local frontline people in Taiwan's government were amazing, but the big bureaucracy never made any substantial changes. And I've been sitting on this for 11 years, scared, paranoid, trying to figure out how to survive with a boss that illegally stalks me. And if I get another job, then that boss attacks that other company. And so people would ask me, why don't you just move to another city? Aha! See, I'm in this city in the South that sympathizes with the Democratic People's Party, the DPP party, as opposed to the fascist Chiang Kai-shek nationalist KMT party, the other party. And it's all those big cities run by that KMT party that everyone wants me to move to. I'm going, aha! See, Taiwan's government hates the city that's got that other People's Party. Well, guess who's running Taiwan now? The DPP has the presidency, the legislature. Oh, yeah. And so I'm like, no, I'm not leaving this city. We're not going to have laws structured so that I have injustice as long as I stick by this city that wants democracy. No, I'm a fighter. And I wouldn't leave. I'm still here. And thankfully so, because I stuck with it, I met Royu. And we're great friends. And now I'm friends with Jayan. One of the best friends I've had. And it's just personal friendship. So I've had this realization that this has been with me, and I've been carrying it around for 11 years. Actually, it goes back to the beginning. My first boss tried to take my passport, wouldn't give me my work permit. I literally went home and cried when I snuck it out of the office. Couldn't tell anybody. It was scared. And I finally had this relief hit me today where I know what to say and I know how to say it. And I'm going to be sharing the recording. Yeah. I'm going to play a little bit, very little tiny bit from it, and I'm going to go public with it. I finally see a way to do it. Because before, how do I do it? Do I say it this way? Do I say it that way? The time wasn't right. Just nothing worked. But all of a sudden, today, it clicked. See you tomorrow.